Gender Clinic Doctor, Transition Regret of Minors Doesn't Surprise Me. By Spencer Lindquist on October 10, 2022. Regret is there, and I don't think that surprises any of us. A pediatric endocrinologist remarked in reference to child transitions in a video obtained by Project Veritas. Dr. Daniel Metzger made a number of startling admissions in a talk to the World Professional Health Organization. PATH, which creates widely used standards of care that are followed by hospitals across the country. It's always a good theory that you talk about fertility preservation with a 14-year-old. But I know I'm talking to a blank wall, remarked Metzger, a pediatric endocrinologist at the British Columbia Children's Hospital. Metzger also commented on the regret of patients, saying, "It doesn't surprise me, but I don't know what to do for the 14-year-olds. We try to talk about it. But most of the kids are nowhere in any kind of brain space to really talk about it in a serious way," Metzger added. One woman who regrets her decision to attempt to transition spoke with reporter Lauren Southern, telling her about the pain and suffering that comes from attempting to transition. She told Southern that when she realized she made a mistake, it was a really dark place. The one thought was, it's too late to go back. According to their website, the British Columbia Children's Hospital provides treatment with puberty blockers and/or gender-affirming hormones for transgender and gender-questioning youth. The hospital also boasts that they have one of the busiest clinics in North America, in reference to their gender clinic. The news comes as the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Children's Hospital Association called on the Department of Justice to investigate and prosecute reporters and commentators who oppose the campaign to normalize child transgenderism. Breitbart News revealed that children's hospitals across the country have actively promoted transgender ideology. A vast array of children's hospitals, particularly those that offer puberty blockers and hormone therapy, sponsored pride parades across the country. In addition, Breitbart News has documented a number of financial ties between puberty blocker companies, pro-trans activism, and the directors of gender clinics at children's hospitals. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.